With the 28th pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Atlanta Green select Isabel Borlase.
Congratulations, Isabel. That is brilliant. Well done, Izzy.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Well, where did it all happen? I mean, was your house full of Borlases and Kennets everywhere falling over each other?
Yeah, well, I had his grandparents there, so both mum and dad's side, and then I just had some friends and then family. I had my manager and a couple of Lightning people there as well. So it was kind of just everyone important to me in my little bubble, so it was really nice.
Did you dream of this day, or was it just about going about playing the game, enjoying it, and if something happens, it happens?
Yeah, I'd probably say just playing the game and see what happens. I mean, that's a goal along the way, and getting drafted is so amazing, and I'm so grateful that it's all happened now. But yeah, it hasn't been a goal since I was little. Like, it's definitely been something that's come up along the way, and I'm really excited.
Well, they're certainly going to change everything from this moment onwards. What are the next steps for you? I did see that the head coach was talking about perhaps you guys playing in your local season. Will that happen?
Yeah, so what it kind of looks like for me, so most girls who are getting drafted have done 4 to 5 years of college in America.
Right.
And that means they're like 22, 23 years old, so they're a lot older than me. So that's the next step in their journey. And for people like me and Nadia who are a bit younger and 19, we would generally wait a year and to get our bodies ready and for the next step, which is the WNBA, but we just need some more time just to get ready for that.
Talking about Nadia Potts, when she was getting interviewed, your name came out of the hat, and she goes, "What? Are you serious? Oh my God, that's amazing. I didn't know. Me and Izzy are like best friends." I think she was pretty pumped.
Yeah, no, it is really amazing. It's a full circle because Nards and I went to the AIS together at the same time. We've done Australian stuff together, and obviously we play in different teams in the WNBL, but it's just crazy how the same team has decided to draft us, and I think it will make the transition so much easier knowing that I've got a really close friend next to me.
Your family is just so grounded, Izzy. It just sounds all a matter of fact for you. Has this actually sunk in?
To be honest, I don't think it has. Like, I think, like, when people say to me, like, or I watch videos, Isabel Borlase drafted to the Atlanta Dream, I'm like, oh my God, like, that actually happened, and it makes me really excited. So I don't think it actually has sunk in just yet. But yeah, there's lots of little things going on Instagram, seeing people be excited for me, and that's really amazing.
Oh, it's just amazing. Now, you're currently studying human movement. I think you want to move into occupational therapy. When you do eventually make the call to go there, will you go to college and be able to manage the two, or you're going to have to pick?
Yeah, so I think I haven't thought that far ahead. I definitely think doing anything I can online will probably help me feel sane in a very different world that being in the WNBA would be. So I think I'll try and keep, even if it's just one subject, just keep that alive, because even if it's not really progressing me very far in my studies, I think it's still important just to have that something on the side that can just keep me going.
And you got the Olympics around the corner. Where's all that sitting, Izzy?
Yeah, so I'm in the squad of 26 with the Opals, and they're going to have to cut that down to 12. So I think I'm definitely on the fence of making that team, and it could definitely go either way. But there's a couple of tours coming up, which I'm hoping to get invited to at least one of them. You don't know what the coach is thinking. There's lots of different combinations that they could go for. So I'm not sure how it will all pan out, but I'm... Yeah, we'll just have to see what happens, but I'm going to do everything I can to ensure that I'll be on that plane.
Hey, you see, I was just reading an article where everybody gets wrapped up in the draft and, you know, where you're going to go, and then the mock drafts come out and, you know, perhaps this one will fall here and there. And they were talking about how a lot of people get carried away with that. But when you showed your mum and dad, they were like, yeah, what's this all about?
Yeah, they were, well, to be honest, the mock drafts weren't very accurate, and that just shows that they can be quite misleading sometimes, and mum and dad were probably more on the ball than what they were. But yeah, at the mock draft, did say I was going to go a lot higher than what I did. But yeah, mum and dad were a bit clueless. Well, they seem to be a bit clueless, but they're probably right in the end.
What do you know about Atlanta other than they make Coca-Cola?
It's the home of.
Oh, I've got no idea. I know nothing about Atlanta. I had to type it up as soon as I found out that I'd be going there, and I saw it, I don't know, like country music, and that's about it.
Well, what's the link with Adelaide? 1836.
1836. So we're born in the same year almost. So there you go.
Oh,
there's a bit of a link. Yeah, and it's about half the population of Adelaide. So they've got about 500,000. We have nearly a million in Adelaide. So how's that?
A lot smaller.
Yeah, a lot smaller, which is a bit of a thing. When do you think you'll actually, you know, land in Atlanta and be a part of that unit? What sort of time frame are we looking at?
So if I was to go into the WNBA straight away, I'd probably be heading over to Atlanta in the next couple of weeks because that's when training camp starts.
Yep.
So basically a year from now. So a year from now, I'll probably be preparing to head over to Atlanta. So I'll have another WNBL season under my belt, and hopefully that can hold me in good stead in preparation to heading over in a year's time. So 2025 is probably what we're looking at if everything goes right.
Where you'll land on. That's fair enough. The head coach, who is the head coach, and have you met them?
I spoke to the team, and there was all 12 of them on the call.
Wow.
This is pretty bad. I don't remember.
That would have been confusing.
I know that the assistant coach is Australian. His name's Paul Gorris, and I think it will be so special to have an Australian coach in both Nards and Ice Corner, because over there, you know, most of them are American. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But the coach is mainly focused, a defensive-focused coach. I do know that. So that's what I'll be looking to bring when I hopefully get over to Atlanta.
And as Dad said, he's just going to bring a swag over every now and again and throw it out the front and come and watch a few games.
I hope he does. I'll probably miss the family. He might enjoy a change of scenery, as long as there's some sort of agriculture stuff. He can probably get away from that.
Well, yeah, if they are a little bit country, he'll fit right in. I can still remember the sawdust on the dance floor at his 21st.
Yeah.
Don't be laughing. It was there.
Yeah.
Oh, Izzy, we're that proud of you. Well done. God, we don't have to wish you any luck because you're that grounded. Let's get this Olympics underway. Let's get on the team. Let's enjoy all of that. 25 will be here before we know it. And we've got another proud South Australian family with a proud SA girl. Well, hit the world stage in the WNBA. We can't wait. Izzy, thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Isabella Borlase, our guest.